Overview of the poem. The first Panchen Lama's 17-stanza poem is a guide to specific Buddhist techniques for overcoming fear of death and for potentially utilizing the stages of dying for spiritual advancement. It is my hope that this description of the inner psychological experiences and physical changes will provide helpful reflection for those concerned about death and the deeper levels of the mind, and that it will serve as a source of information for scientists interested in working with Buddhist scholars and yogis on issues around dying. Whereas scientists usually have viewed mind as a product of the body, certain specialists are beginning to think of the mind as a more independent entity that can affect the body. It is obvious that strong emotions, such as hatred, can affect the body. But now, experiments are being conducted in connection with specific practices of intentionally training the mind, such as the development of faith, compassion, single-pointed concentration, reflection on emptiness, or special meditations in the Nyingma tradition of Tibetan Buddhism. These experiments show that mental training can have an autonomous function, influencing the body, even desensitizing it. I think that consultation with nurses, especially at hospices, about impending signs of death also would be fruitful. The first 7 stanzas of the Panchen Lama's poem explain how to approach dying. After an initial stanza about taking refuge in Buddha, his doctrine, and the spiritual community, the next 2 stanzas address the importance of valuing the present lifetime as an opportunity for spiritual practice. They describe how to make use of this precious situation by reflecting on the impermanence of the present in order to undermine our excessive attachment to fleeting experiences. Stanzas 4 and 5 speak to adopting a perspective that can handle both the overwhelming suffering that can accompany the time near death and the delusions that appear while dying. Stanzas 6 and 7 prescribe how to achieve the most favorable conditions for death by remembering what to practice and by remaining joyful. The next 3 stanzas describe at length the appearances that occur during the first 4 phases of dying and how to meditate throughout them. This section calls on our knowledge of the collapse of the physical elements that support consciousness and their corresponding experiences. These gradually open the way for 3 deeper, subtle minds to manifest themselves as described in the next stanza. For this, we need to know the structure of mind and body according to highest yoga tantra. Stanzas 12 and 13 address the culminating experience of the fundamental, innate mind of clear light. This innermost level of mind is the basis of all conscious life. The last 4 stanzas describe the intermediate state after death and before the next life, and show how to react to the often horrific events that can occur during that state. They detail how various levels of practitioners can seek to direct their ensuing rebirth. Together, these 17 stanzas present the full scope of preparation for death by removing unfavorable conditions, gaining favorable conditions, learning how to engage in spiritual practice while dying, learning how to handle the intermediate state between lives, and influencing the subsequent rebirth.